the green pastures and traveling for weary miles over the hot, dusty roads, or crowded into filthy cars, feverish and exhausted, often for many hours deprived of food and water, the poor creatures are driven to their death, and human beings may feast on the carcasses. CD 385.3, 1864, SB. Gifts ID, 147, 148, 667. Many die of disease caused wholly by meat eating, yet the world does not seem to be the wiser. Animals are frequently killed and have been driven quite a distance for the slaughter. Their blood has become heated. They are full of flesh, and have been deprived of healthy exercise, and when they have to travel far, they become surfeited and exhausted, and in that condition are killed for a market. Their blood is highly inflamed, and those who eat of their meat, eat 386 poison. Some are not immediately affected, while others are attacked with severe pain, and die from fever, cholera, or some unknown disease. CD 385.4. Very many animals are sold for the city market known to be diseased by those who have sold them, and those who buy them are not always ignorant of the matter. Especially in larger cities this is practiced to a great extent, and meat eaters know not that they are eating diseased animals. CD 386.1. Some animals that are brought to the slaughter seem to realize by instinct what is to take place, and they become furious, and literally mad. They are killed while in that state, and their flesh is prepared for a market. Their meat is poisoned, and it has produced, in those who have eaten it, cramps, convulsions, apoplexy, and sudden death. Yet the cause of all this suffering is not attributed to the meat. CD 386.2. Some animals are inhumanly treated while being brought to the slaughter. They are literally tortured, and after they have endured many hours of extreme suffering, are butchered. Swine had been prepared for a market even while the plague was upon them, and their poisonous flesh has spread contagious diseases, and great mortality has followed. CD 386.3. Physical results of a flesh diet increase liability to disease and sudden death. 1868 to T64668. The liability to take disease is increased tenfold by meat eating. CD 386.4. Letter 83. 1901-669. Worldly physicians cannot account for the rapid increase of disease among the human family. But we know that much of this suffering is caused by the eating of dead flesh. CD 386.5, 1896, Ephraim UT 8670. The animals are diseased, and by partaking of their flesh, we plant the seeds of disease in our own tissue and blood. Then when exposed to the changes in a malaria's atmosphere, these are more sensibly felt. Also when we have 387 exposed to prevailing epidemics and contagious diseases, the system is not in a condition to resist the disease. CD 386.6, 1868, to T61671. You have flesh, but it is not good material. You are worse off for this amount of flesh. If you would each come down to a more spare diet, which would take from you 25 or 30 pounds of your gross flesh, you should be much less liable to disease. The eating of flesh meats has made a poor quality of blood and flesh. Your systems are in a state of inflammation, prepared to take on disease. You are liable to acute attacks of disease, and to sudden death, because you do not possess the strength of constitution to rally and resist disease. There will come a time when the strength and health you have flattered yourself you possessed will prove to be weakness. CD 387.1, Diseased Blood, 1896, Ephraim UT 4672. I have felt urged by the Spirit of God to set before several the fact that their suffering and ill health was caused by a disregard of the light given them upon health reform. I have shown them that their meat diet, which was supposed to be essential, was not necessary, and that, as they were composed of what they ate, brain, bone, and muscle were in an unwholesome condition, because they lived on the flesh of dead animals, that their blood was being corrupted by this improper diet, that the flesh which they ate was diseased, and their entire system was becoming gross and corrupted. CD 387.2, 1870, to T368673. Flesh meats will depreciate the blood. cook meat with spices, and eat it with rich cakes and pies, and you have a bad quality of blood. The system is too heavily taxed in disposing of this kind of food. The mince pies and the pickles, which should never find a place in any human stomach, will give a miserable quality of blood, and a poor quality of food, cooked in an improper manner, and insufficient in quantity, cannot make good blood. Flesh meats and rich food, and an impoverished diet, will produce the same results. 388, CD 387.3, 1896, Ephraim UT 7674. Cancers, tumors, and all inflammatory diseases are largely caused by meat eating. CD 388.1, from the light God has given me, the prevalence of cancer and tumors is largely due to gross living on dead flesh. CD 388.2, cancer, tuberculosis, tumors MS3, 1897 675. The meat diet is the serious question. Shall human beings live on the flesh of dead animals? The answer, from the light that God has given, is no. Decidedly, member health reform institutions should educate on this question. Physicians who claim to understand the human organism ought not to encourage their patients to subsist on the flesh of dead animals. They should point out the increase of disease in the animal kingdom. The testimony of examiners is that very few animals are free from disease, and that the practice of eating largely of meat is contracting diseases of all kinds, cancers, tumors, scrofula, tuberculosis, and numbers of other like affections. CD 388.3, 1905, MH313-676. Those who use flesh foods little know what they are eating. Often if they could see the animals when living and know the quality of the meat they eat, they would turn from it with loathing. People are continually eating flesh that is filled with tuberculosis and cancerous germs. Tuberculosis, cancer, and other fatal diseases are thus communicated. CD 388.4, 1875, 3T563-677. The tables of many professed Christian women are daily set with a variety of dishes which irritate the stomach and produce a feverish condition of the system. Flesh meats constitute the principal article of food upon the tables of some families, until their blood is filled with cancerous and scrofulous humors. Their bodies are composed of what they eat. But when suffering and disease come upon them, it is considered an affliction of providence. 389, CD 388.5, decreases mental vigor, CTBH 47, 1890, CH115-678. Those who use flesh meats freely, do not always have an unclouded brain and an active intellect, because the use of the flesh of animals tends to cause a grossness of body, and to benumb the finer sensibilities of the mind. CD 389.1, General Conference Bulletin, April 12, 1901, 679. God wants the perceptive faculties of His people to be clear and capable of hard work. But if you are living on a flesh diet, you need not expect that your mind will be fruitful. The thoughts must be cleansed, then the blessing of God will rest upon His people. CD 389.2, 1868 to T62. 63-680. It is impossible for those who make free use of flesh meats to have an unclouded brain and an active intellect. CD 389.3, 1896, Ephraim UT 4681. There is an alarming lethargy shown on the subject of unconscious sensualism. It is customary to eat the flesh of dead animals. This stimulates the lower passions of the human organism. CD 389.4, Ephraim UT 7682. A meat diet changes the disposition and strengthens animalism. We are composed of what we eat, and eating much flesh will diminish intellectual activity. Students would accomplish much more in their studies if they never tasted meat. When the animal part of the human agent is strengthened by meat eating, the intellectual powers diminish proportionately. A religious life can be more successfully gained and maintained if meat is discarded, for this diet stimulates into intense activity lustful propensities, and enfeebles the moral and spiritual nature. The flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. CD 389.5, strengthens the baser passions, 1869, to T352-683. If ever there was a time when the diet should be of the most simple kind, it is now. Meat should not be placed 390 before our children. Its influence is to excite and strengthen the lower passions, and it has a tendency to deaden the moral powers. CD 389.6, MS 50, 1904, 684. I was instructed that the use of flesh meat has a tendency to animalize the nature, and to rob men and women of the love and sympathy which they should feel for everyone. We are built up from that which we eat, and those whose diet is largely composed of animal food are brought into a condition where they allow the lower passions to assume control of the high powers of the being. CD 390.1, we do not mark out any precise line to be followed in diet. There are many kinds of wholesome food. But we do say that flesh meat is not the right food for God's people. It animalizes human beings. In a country such as this, where there are fruits, grains, and nuts in abundance, how can one think that he must eat the flesh of dead animals? CD 390.2, Letter 200, 1903, 685. If things were as they should be in the households that make up our churches, we might do double service for the Lord. The light given me is that a most decided message must be borne in regard to health reform. Those who use flesh meat strengthen the lower propensities and prepare the way for disease to fasten upon them. CD 390.3, 1868, to T60, 61, 686. Your family hath partaken largely of flesh meats, and the animal propensities have been strengthened, while the intellectual have been weakened. We are composed of what we eat, and if we subsist largely upon the flesh of dead animals, we shall partake of their nature. You have encouraged the grosser part of your organization, while the more refined it has been weakened. CD 390.4, General Conference Bulletin, April 12, 1901, 687. We want the pervading truth of God's Word to get hold of every one of our people before this conference is over. We want them to understand that the flesh of animals is not the proper food for them to eat. Such a diet cultivates the animal passions in them and their children. God wants us 391 to educate our children in right habits of eating, dressing, and working. He wants us to do what we can to repair the broken down machinery. Effect on children of meat and rich foods, negative 348, 350, 356,357, 361, 578, 621, 711, CD 390.5, The Safest Course, 1868, to T64, 688. The intellectual, the moral, and the physical powers are depreciated by the habitual use of flesh meats. Meat eating deranges the system, beclouds the intellect, and blunts the moral sensibilities. We say to you, dear brother and sister, your safest course is to let meat alone. CD 391.1, The Cause Not Recognized, 1905, MH 315, 689. The effects of a flesh diet may not be immediately realized, but this is no evidence that it is not harmful. Few can be made to believe that it is the meat they have eaten which has poisoned their blood and caused their suffering. CD 391.2, 1896, Ephraim U.T. 8690. I have the subject presented to me in different aspects. The mortality caused by meat eating is not discerned. If it were, we would hear no more arguments and excuses in favor of the indulgence of the appetite for dead flesh. We have plenty of good things to satisfy hunger without bringing corpses upon our table to compose our bill of fare. CD 391.3, CTBH 48, 1890, CH 115, 691. Many die of diseases wholly due to meat eating, when the real cause is scarcely suspected by themselves or others. Some do not immediately feel its effects, but this is no evidence that it does not hurt them. It may be doing its work surely upon the system, yet for the time being the victim may realize nothing of it. CD 391.4, 1868, to T61, 692. You have repeatedly said in defense of your indulgence of meat eating, however injurious it may be to 392 others, it does not injure me, for I have used it all my life. But you know not how well you might have been if you had abstained from the use of flesh meats. CD 391.4.